This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conflict, big conflict today. Maybe Manny and Todd can help me out. I know our fine listeners can. Dilemma here on which direction to go with the first hour of the program, so stay tuned for that. We're in Tioga, North Dakota, Nesset Consulting Service, where we're broadcasting live. Beautiful facility. This is an event center, really, for Tioga, and if you're planning a company getaway, retreat, event of any kind, maybe a little safety training if you have a business in the area, reception, retirements, weddings, all kinds of things. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility and very affordable. Give Nesset Consulting Service a call. Come on by today for the Talk Radio Town Hall Coffee with Kramer event. Congressman Kevin Kramer is doing the last in a series of, gosh, I forget how many of these Coffee with Kramer events he did just this month. But a bunch of them, and this is the last for August, so last chance to, you can talk with them on the air, of course, every Wednesday on the Talk Radio Town Hall, but every once in a while we like to get out and combine the Coffee with Kramer events where we invite people in to ask questions in person, and also your questions on the air, so you get to do either today. If you're in the area, stop by at Nesset Consulting Service, Highway 40, just north of town. If you're heading out past the Hess operation and cash-wise, out of Highway 40, just on the edge of town, you'll find the beautiful facilities of Nesset Consulting Service, and that'll happen today between 10 and 11 on What's on Your Mind. So look forward to that. This first hour, we get to literally just find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Elvis is on my mind, guys. Elvis is on my mind. Do you know why Elvis is on my mind? Do you have any idea why?
Yeah, because I already posted about it. So.
Okay, don't. Then you don't
nope,
say anything.
I know.
Manny,
I know.
How about you? How about you, Manny? Do you know why Elvis was on my mind?
I know exactly why. It wasn't hard to figure out either.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
What was it?
Elvis,
why is Elvis on?
Elvis died on this day.
He did, 1977.
For those who believe Manny, he died.
And the
do you remember? Do you remember where he where you were when he died?
I was non-existent.
You were a dream in God's eye. I actually knew that. Todd, how about you?
Well, I was in school. I got home from school, and we had a neighbor that had bought many copies of the Moody Blue album in the blue vinyl. Now we find out the black vinyl would have been worth a little bit more, I guess. But I remember getting home from school that day and finding out. And it's like, that kind of stinks.
So I was at the Chippewa County Fair, hot as blazes day, Montevideo, Minnesota. We were broadcasting, as we always did, on KDMA. Yeah, that was the radio station I first started on when I was 12 years old, 1460 on your radio dial. And, you know, you had the big giant speakers there, and you're in, I don't know, one of the buildings, one of the commercial buildings, right? And handing out things or whatever. Speakers are blaring, and ABC News comes at the top of the hour, and you hear, Elvis is dead. And I just about buckle at the knees. Never forget it. Never forget it. It, for me, is one of the never-forget moments. So every time this comes up, this year, 1977, I always am like, wow, brings me right back to that. Just one of those events that never changes. So that's one of the reasons Elvis is on my mind. Now, my question for you is that on your top three never forget moments? Or do you think I'm goofy? Maybe it's a radio thing, Todd, for us because of, you know, how much we saw Elvis impact sort of the music world. And I don't know. Maybe, but Elvis, I think everybody loved Elvis, didn't you? I don't know. So top three moment. And by the way, next on the list, 9/11's got to be number one, right? You're just always going to remember where you were on 9/11. Plus, it wasn't like, okay, plane hit the building. It was another plane hits the building. It's the plane, you know, missing. It's all airlines grounded. It's like, you know, days and days and days of what the heck is going on. So that one's number one. No doubt about it. Number two for me, and I would put this probably two and Elvis at three, is Ronald Reagan being shot. I loved Ronald Reagan. So I would have been a junior in high school, right, when that happened. And I think it was a sophomore or junior in high school. But remember going out to my 77 powder blue Lincoln Town car with the white roof. You know what I'm talking about, Todd? The car that just screamed.
The
cool.
Vinyl top?
The vinyl white
weren't
top.
You
yeah,
cool?
And powder blue. Inside interior, all white, by the way, white leather interior. Yeah, I can see it to this day. Anyway, that just screams cool because you know. That's just the kind of car you want to have when you're in high school. I did. I thought it was cool. More room.
Regular chick magnet there, huh?
Yeah, that didn't ever happen. But you know, a lot of my buddies in the car, we go for a ride. You know, we did do that. But anyway, it just screamed cool. And so I go out and crank up the radio to I forget what, KOKK. I think it might have been 1100 on the dial. I forget. But they're in here on South Dakota. And same thing. News says Ronald Reagan has been shot. I'm like, what? So I immediately went to the radio station, and we did nonstop coverage. So those are my top three. Now, I'd love your top three. Elvis, Reagan, and, of course, 9/11. All in there. I could throw the Challenger in there, too, because the Challenger, but that's not a top three. It's top five, top ten.
Well, you know, every generation's got its thing. Where were you when JFK was shot? Now, of course, you and I were just about to come into the world, but...
Yeah. Too young.
But obviously, for people just, you know, ever so slightly older than us and up, that's going to be a key moment.
Right. So those are my top three. I'd love to hear your top three, since is Elvis in your top three? The dilemma for me is I'm having a hard time not talking about the fact, speaking of Elvis, that the Memphis Coalition of Concerned Citizens, which includes a wing of the Black Lives Matter protesters, are planning to shut down Graceland today. It's actually started yesterday.
What?
At 6 p.m. Yeah. And they specifically chose Graceland because it's Elvis Week, and they know it will raise awareness. So Elvis is on my mind in that regard. I mean, Elvis is not even sacred from these mobsters. Elvis is not even exempt from their inherent desire to be heard and protest. Now, Dakota Access Pipeline and Elvis Week at Graceland, Milwaukee and what happened there, none of this is a coincidence, folks. So my dilemma is, you know, Congressman Kramer will be here next hour. We'll have all kinds of weighty issues for you to ask him in the Coffee with Kramer Talk Radio Town Hall event about anything on your mind, anything that Congress can fix, anything about the presidential race, whatever. So, you know, we've got the heavy-duty stuff there. I would prefer to just find out your I remember when moments. See if I can shore mine up a little bit, and, you know, we can compare notes here a little bit, and, you know, top three. That's what I would prefer to do. But I have an overriding urge to awaken people from their slumber about the insanity that is happening right underneath their nose. There is a plan, folks, to incite chaos in this country, to light a fire of civil disobedience. And I don't think we should take any of this lightly. Here's my thought. Anybody down at Dakota Access Pipeline protesting, and by the way, we have listeners reporting yesterday, caravans of buses with, you know, escorts from government plates of protesters being shuffled in and out. This is organized. This is a plan. This group Earth Justice isn't some grassroots effort by Standing Rock. Standing Rock is being used. They're being played like fools by these groups. And these groups, all they are about is stopping progress. They hate fossil fuel development. That's fine. This is America. They can hate it all they want. But the idea that they can live a lie is not something I'm going to stand by and watch happen. And to me, there ought to be strict enforcement of the law in every one of these cases. Dakota Access Pipeline has followed every law, every rule, every regulation to get this. For people to now impede the progress, they should be arrested. Don't go politically correct. Oh, you know, we just have to slow this down and let this fade out. No, arrest them. Arrest them. If they do not follow the law, if they in any way break the law in impeding the progress of this, arrest them. Same thing in Milwaukee. I mean, if you're trying to start a riot, you belong behind bars. Elvis Week for crying? Elvis Week. Are you kidding me? I can't believe it. You see why I want to talk about the top three lists? Mary and Bismarck, give me yours. What's your top three?
Oh, well, I probably have a top five because I'm a little older than you.
Yeah, I have a top 10, but I'm just trying to narrow it down. I hear you. Yeah, it's tough to do.
JFK's assassination.
Okay.
Foremost. Because I was only in the fourth grade when that happened, and I remember it clear as a bell. The moon landing and the shuttle explosion, Elvis dying, and 9/11.
That's a good list.
And I agree with you 100% on the fact that the people down on Standing Rock are getting played and that there is a strong mood. I've heard people talk about it, and it's amazing because you think it's only one or two people that are having this thought, and as you start listening, you realize that there's a lot more people out there that are having that thought, that what you just said about a movement afoot to incite chaos.
Yep.
In the United States. I've heard several, I voiced my opinion to some relatives a couple of weeks ago about never before have I been scared of an election. And since then,
well, I'm dying to hear the response, Mary. Hang on a second here. Don't go away. John Jamestown, Jim in Fargo, too. Stay tuned.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
Fargo, Grand Forks, and their new location in Bismarck has moved next to Sam's Club. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at fargohotspring.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't make music like this today. I'm sorry, folks. They don't do it. This is one of a kind.
Set me on fire.
The one and only Elvis, who died on this day in 1977. I know because I heard it with my own ears. It was a top three I remember when moments. That's what they call Todd, you know. He has that one name you hear about on the air is Todd the Radio Guy. The other is Hunka Hunka Burning Love. That's what the theory told me anyway. Yeah. Crank it up here. Crank it up.
Right.
Let's go.
I feel my temperature rising.
Yeah, me too. All right, back to Mary and Bismarck. So, Mary, you were bringing us, we're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here, by the way, sizzling. And we'll get to John in Jamestown, Jim in Fargo, Clinton Bismarck right behind us, 800-228-0550. So, Mary, you were saying that you mentioned, was it to friends or relatives that you were concerned about the election? What kind of reaction did you get?
Well, when I made the comment that never in my life have I been scared of an election before, I got an overwhelming response, me too. And just recently I was with my sister from Utah and we were visiting about politics and she made that comment to me. And I was like, holy cow, there's just so many people that are really afraid. And and there's a lot of people that are afraid that Obama's trying to do what you were talking about, incite this unrest so that he can somehow declare martial law and keep on being president.
So they took your comment well?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I mean, you found like-minded people. I was fearful you were going to get, Mary, you're crazy, you're kooky, why do you buy into all this stuff? This tells me that maybe there's more people worried about this. So, Mary, you make a point I try and make often on the show. Engage in these kind of conversations, even when they're a little bit uncomfortable and you don't know what the response is going to be, because I bet more often than not you're going to find people respond like the folks that you chatted with. I think that's important. I think that's the way you do this. And, I find a lot of ignorance about politics, and I don't think you can go, well, you're ignorant. Right. But I don't call it that when I encounter it. But, people that just are so naive about it. Well, really, I mean, if it weren't for the Democrats, then people wouldn't be able to eat, wait a minute here. What you really want the government to? Yes, there should be a safety net. But why? You can kind of have the conversation. So it helps, I think, more than anything. But good for you. Appreciate the call and love your top three list. That's a good one. John and Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Thanks, God, for taking my call. I guess wanted to say that this whole deal going down there by that pipeline is enough more than just like the Black Lives Matter. People get paid to protest, and whether it's the African American or the Native Americans, I think these people, if we could hand it out and give it out for all these programs, if they had a job to do and something to bide their time by, they wouldn't be so capable to fall into these kinds of issues where they got to protest, make everybody's lives miserable. They drive and use the oil and things like that too. You think they would want to make things better for themselves? Thank you.
I feel sorry for them. That'll sound very condescending, but I do, because I think these are lost souls in many regards who are being fed a bill of goods that really just is at odds with a reality there. Again, Earth Justice has taken this thing over. They've basically preyed on the fact, okay, Dakota Access Pipeline near the Standing Rock Reservation. Hey, tell you what, we'll file a lawsuit for you. We'll help you organize protests and dig into what they're about. Earth Justice doesn't care about Standing Rock Tribe. Earth Justice doesn't care about, whether or not the water is safe there or any of that stuff. They care about one thing, and that is stopping fossil fuel development. They describe themselves as opposing infrastructure development that could lock us into decades of dirty fuels. Their words. Their words. So, and by the way, memo to the Bismarck Tribune, Fargo Forum, Grand Forks Herald, Minot Daily News, and every other media news organization in the state. This stuff isn't hard to find. You can find it right on their website. You know, these front page stories about, this protest. You're being played like fools, total fools. Get behind what this is all about. This is Keystone XL pipeline all over again. This is stopping it for the sake of stopping it. It isn't about water down there. It isn't about process not being followed by the Corps, any of that. This is about just exactly what they say, wanting to stop us from decades of dirty fuels, as they call them, also known as the American Energy Renaissance, jobs, prosperity right here. Jim in Fargo has a top three. Give me your top three best memories, Jim. What are they?
Oh, well, they're not the best memories, but I remember them very well. JFK, Ronald Reagan, and 9/11 were my three. A couple of them after them, I remember very well. Elvis, and I also remember John Lennon.
John Lennon. All right, I do remember. I do remember the John Lennon Dakota.
Monday night. I was watching Monday Night Football. Watching Monday Night Football. Howard Cosell came on. Yeah, but you know,
remember that
the top three were you know, JFK and Ronald Reagan at 9/11. I mean, they all just really emotionally ripped you. You know,
they did. And you're right. I don't mean best memories. I mean best memories are of kids being born, right? Grandkids being born. I'm talking about the ones that just stick with you forever. Elvis, 1977, and we remember here in 2016, like it was yesterday. Clint Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to compare the reports of these buses bringing people into protest to something I experienced several years ago. I was doing some video and photography work down in a reservation in southwestern South Dakota about the time that they were having the vote on an abortion ban bill for the state of South Dakota. And I was staying in this little hole-in-the-wall hotel, motel thing down, way down on the res. And every morning when we got up for breakfast, the restaurant area was full of all these white East Coast liberals. They had computer printouts and information and plans and bus routes, and they knew how to get every able-bodied Indian out there to vote against this abortion ban. And we were there through the course of a week, and then I remember watching the election that night, and the bill was defeated. That morning, there wasn't a single one of those people to be found. They were gone that night. They came in, they used these Native Americans as a tool, and they had no other use for them. They were gone. They didn't even stay until the next morning. As soon as these people had served their purpose, they were cast back to the wayside. And that particular reservation we were on, life is hard down there. Do you think any of these liberal Democrat lefty types, do you think they care one whit about how those people live down there? No, they care about their votes. And that is it. And once they're done with them there, they'll cast them by the wayside and move on.
Wow. So they would round up folks on the reservation, pay them X amount of dollars, then bring them out to do the protesting. But they were orchestrating everything, the folks from that you mentioned.
I don't know anything about any incentives, but all I know is that they had a very polished mechanism to get everybody rounded up. And you would see handmade signs around on the res. Abortion is not the Indian way. But they were flooded amidst a sea of all these professionally produced and shipped in, you know, these liberal, finally done signs and bumper stickers.
Doesn't surprise me one bit. Great story, Clint. Thanks for sharing. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Jailhouse Rock, I like that. Good stuff. Congressman Kevin Cramer's in the house. Talk Radio Town Hall coming up next hour from Nesset Consulting Service in Tioga, where we are broadcasting live today. Inviting folks from the community in to ask questions, and of course you can ask on the air as well. Look forward to that. We're going to chat with Chris Fields, who is a Donald Trump supporter. 21-year Marine Corps veteran, and deputy chair of the Minnesota Republican Party. Talk about what Donald Trump unveiled yesterday and the plan to make America safe again. Look forward to that conversation as well. Before we get to Chris, I do want to take a couple more calls, and I think, Todd, you have one off here we need to get to and a couple of texts as well. This is a Minot caller that disagrees with me. Hello, Minot. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. I usually agree with you on most stuff, but this is one thing I kind of disagree with. And I'm all about the pipeline, okay, except for this being on the reservation. This is their land. If they don't want a pipeline on it, man, I say get off, you know. But I, you know, I'm all about drilling for oil and running a pipeline, but like I say, that's their land, and I'm pretty sure in the treaty somewhere or another, you know, I've not read the treaty, I don't really, you know, and I'm not about a Black Lives Movement, I'm not a liberal. But like I say, you know, that's their land, and if they don't want us on it, I say get off, man. You know, that's their.
Well, just a couple of things, and this I'm not putting this on you, this goes to some poor reporting on this, which has been just lazy. It's lazy reporting. It's, you know, pictures of people protesting and sensationalism and, oh my, rather than facts. Here's a fact you should know. The pipeline does not go on the Standing Rock Reservation. Right? Doesn't okay. go on their land. So, again, that's well, something you probably didn't know from reporting and maybe assumed because the reporting didn't point out it doesn't go there. But it's not. It doesn't go there. So.
Okay. I got something else I'd like to talk about if you have time, if you would let me.
Sure.
About this election thing. Here's something that I don't think people's looking at. If, let's just suppose, and I don't think Hillary's going to get elected. I think Trump's going in. I hope he does. If Hillary were to get elected, what happens if Obama turns around and indicts her between Election Day and Inauguration Day? There's no stand. There will be no, she won't be able to go in as president, and her vice president won't be able to go in. So we're going to have another election. So that keeps him in office for how much longer, you know. And then there's going to be who knows what kind of trouble and then martial law, possibly, whatever.
I don't waste a lot of brain power on scenarios like that. I've heard them. I know they're out there, but I think, you know, you could twist yourself in the grave thinking up crazy scenarios of what could happen.
You're right, and I probably do. thanks for taking my call, but I do disagree about anyway. If it's not on the reservation, then I guess that makes my point moot.
All right, appreciate the call. Emailer says, I drove through the protest a few minutes ago. It's already picking up with activity. I saw three Standing Rock police trucks heading to the protest. I might have to find an alternative route back to Bismarck. This is the stuff that, you know, again, now you're disrupting traffic down there, disrupting this work being done. I mean, again, a lawful protest off in some corner, that's just fine. No problem. You know, no worries there whatsoever. But if there is anything that crosses the line of being unlawful, arrest them. That'd be my suggestion. Texter says, on my top three, number one, 9/11. Number two, the OJ verdict. That'd be my top five, probably. Remember that. Number three, the Challenger explosion. Forgot about the OJ verdict, actually. Scott and Todd, hello. Three times in history for me, the day I was born, the day my first son was born, and when my second son was born, says John. Agreed on family moments. I think I said your best three moments ever. What I really meant was just, you know, since today is the day Elvis died. We're thinking about, do you remember that? That stick with you? What are your three I remember moments? Obviously, unrelated to family and personal things, because they would trump all, I hope. So I'm more talking about just sort of when, you know, just throwing a total curveball. What do you remember? Reparations, reparations, reparations. That is the end result of these protests. Pay them, and they will stop protesting. Thank you, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and Michelle Obama, says another texter. Another texter, you're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and the protests and such. You're also talking about a concerted effort to incite chaos in this country. On July 1st, the president signed a new executive order that brings UN troops into the country to help restore order in a situation of chaos. Personally, I think there's a much bigger issue than some domestic protest. It's obviously an effort to remove our Second Amendment rights. Could you please discuss this subject? Yeah, you just did. I don't believe there will be a day when the UN and its troops will participate in anything here in the United States that would upend our own constitutional rights. But I've heard similar concerns. Appreciate the call. Okay, let me welcome to the program, as I mentioned, someone who's going to talk about a big story, and that is Donald Trump's Make Us Safe Again plans to take on terrorism announced yesterday. Chris Fields, 21-year Marine Corps veteran, deputy chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, and stumping for the Trump campaign today for us. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Thanks for taking the time. Thank you for your service, by the way.
No worries. Pure labor of love.
I'm glad you're in a position of leadership with the Minnesota Republican Party in a position to help get that purple, at least, right? Well, we can hope for red at some point, but purple would even be nice. We'll start with purple. We move from blue to purple and then red next, right?
Yeah, you know our strategy.
Now, thankfully, the vast majority of folks in this part of the listening audience of Western Minnesota, where the majority of our listenership would be, it's red. So there really are two Minnesotas, kind of, you know.
Absolutely. I think Western Minnesotans are doing us proud.
So, Chris, tell me your top three takeaways from what Donald Trump said yesterday.
First one is that he has a realistic view of what the threat is, right? Second, he's put some effort into thinking about how we can prevent that threat from reaching our shores here in the U.S. And third, it's just so much different than what we're currently getting that these efforts will actually make a difference in keeping us safe. I think it's a responsible plan. Look, the last few years, Americans haven't felt safe. I mean, when you can't go to a nightclub and have a good time without some fear of being shot and killed. That's not a good thing. In California, that's particularly disturbing in California because the fella that was engaged in the activities was a state employee. And so we just can't have a country that where people feel this sense of anxiety, okay? Something needs to be done to make us safe again. I think yesterday's proposals was a great first step.
I so want this to be a very integral part of this presidential election, this debate, this decision-making process for Americans before they go to the polls between now and November. But I don't get the sense that's I don't know. I hope it's possible. It hasn't been to this point. Why do you think it hasn't been more prominent to this point?
Well, I think it's a concerted effort, certainly on the Clinton campaign, to keep this stuff out of the headlines and really to start portraying it as a problem with gun violence or some criminal problem. Donald Trump sees it as a foreign policy problem. Okay, Hillary Clinton was complicit in all of the disasters that helped ISIS become the greatest threat to Western civilization we have known to date. And so she's got incentive to not talk about this, to talk about other things. Donald Trump is trying to put this thing forward. And I believe that the American people are listening. I think they want to know, hey, what's going to be done to keep us safe? Because from day to day, we don't feel that.
We're chatting with Chris Fields today, who's a surrogate for the Donald Trump campaign, 21-year Marine Corps veteran, deputy chair of the Minnesota Republican Party. Question or comment for him, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550, or text us 701-226-8503. Donald Trump's coming to Minnesota soon, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll be here Friday, and I think the all the Minnesotans I know are pretty fired up. Like, this will be our first time seeing him. We have not seen him through the primary season. So when he comes here, I think he's going to come and be greeted by a bunch of Minnesotans that are ready to turn things around. With regard to his speech yesterday, I just felt like he hit the nail on the head in so many different areas. ISIS is responsible for 33,000 deaths since 2002 to 2015. 33,000. At what point do we take these guys seriously? I mean, we're up against a president and a former Secretary of State who called ISIS the JV team. So I think that when he comes here, he's coming and he's going to be greeted by a bunch of people that are interested in what Donald Trump is going to do to make America safe again.
Where is he speaking, and what's the occasion?
I believe they're still working on a venue. We had the convention center, but I'm not sure that that's going to line up with what their goals are. I know that there is they're trying to plan a massive rally, but our capacity to hold thousands and thousands of people are pretty limited here in the Twin Cities. So as they start to develop that and get those locations locked in, we'll be announcing that.
But that's their goal. They want a venue that can pack in a lot of people. So that's a good thing for North Dakotans to know. If you want to see them, that's fairly close. Be listening on where
I got to tell you, the request to be there are just flooding the office. And so it started with, okay, hey, a couple hundred. But now it's like thousands of people want to see the guys.
That's great, and in Minnesota, that'll speak volumes. Chris, thanks for sharing some thoughts. Thanks for your service. Appreciate it very much. We'll keep you posted, folks, on the venue details for Friday's Donald Trump appearance in Minnesota, too. Don't go away. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found ouroldnumber.com,
With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money.
Good morning, my name is Veronica. I'm calling from Gettysburg, South Dakota. And I think if you look into all the protests, the organized protests, you will find that they are all funded by George Soros. And each and every one of those people. Okay. Thank
well,
you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, appreciate the call. I posted on Facebook earlier today and talked about this too. Milwaukee, Black Lives Matter protest, not unlike what happened at Ferguson, although in Milwaukee you have a black police officer. And you have a suspect who, at least by preliminary reports, very obviously displaying a gun and, you know, pretty clear-cut case of self-defense on the part of the law enforcement officer's place. You have the parents of the youngsters saying, wait a minute, this isn't how you're portraying it. The dad said, blame me. I've been in and out of jail. doing drugs, pimping, all this stuff. Terrible example for my kids. The dad said that. I played it yesterday on the program. It blew me away. And, you know, I think, you know, Elvis Week, they're shutting down Elvis Week. Literally, the Black Lives Matter movement in Memphis picking Elvis Week to shut down and protest at Graceland because they want to get news coverage.
How do you think Elvis would feel about that?
I don't think he'd feel too hot about it. And Dakota Access Pipeline as well. I'm with you. I don't think there'd be any, it wouldn't be far-fetched at all to say there's, and again, Ferguson, we know, all of those efforts, checks were written to groups by George Soros, who ultimately started the organization of the Black Lives Matter protest down there. So I wouldn't be one bit surprised if they're all connected. Really wouldn't. One of our email listeners, and one of our listeners on Facebook, rather, Larry, says, how does one explain Ferguson, Missouri, or this past weekend in Milwaukee? Of course their plan is to incite chaos and civil disobedience. George Soros is the devil, and the devil has millions of dollars to give to the Black Lives Matter movement. People that think this is a way to handle the racial divide aren't thinking straight. What happened in Milwaukee will happen again. Hopefully, while the governor and the sheriff that react like Wisconsin did. If not, you can see how this escalates into a complete disaster. Do people really think Obama's going to give a rip? And by the way, that's what's happening down in the Dakota Access Pipeline, too. They are doing it. Darlene and Tioga, John and Bismarck and Kathy and Minot also have made the comment off air to Manny that Black Lives Matter is funded by George Soros. So you're a smart group of folks. We really are. A couple of texts, and one related to the protest for Dakota Access Pipeline. Texter says, I drive north to Bismarck every day on either 1806 or Highway 6. With the circus on 1806 going on, Highway 6 is much busier. It's a very narrow highway, steep ditches. They're protesting for their drinking water safety, but putting innocent people's lives in danger. I don't think they are protesting for their drinking water safety. That's not what this is about. Again, this is about Earth Justice saying we don't want dirty fuels. It's about climate change. It's about radical, extreme environmentalists. That's what it is. They're using the drinking water argument, which is bunk. It's not that at all. Absolute bunk. So, all right. What else did I need to tell you? I needed to tell you a little bit about New York City is what I needed to tell you about. We're going there again. We are. 6 days, 5 nights. Making memories in New York City. Getting a bunch of these emails every day, and I'm firing off the itinerary as soon as I can get them, so you have them. But if you would like to call our travel agent, Group Travel Planners, I'll give you the telephone number. They do these kind of trips all over the country. They hosted ours last year. It was fabulous. Fabulous. I'm going to dust off here one of these days some comments from the folks who were on the trip last year. It's 60 people. Just had a great time in New York City. We added a day this year and a very special event. The UND hockey team is playing Boston College in Madison Square Garden. Will that be any good? I think so. It'll be a Saturday night, December 3rd. So it's Tuesday the 29th of November through Sunday, December 4th. There's flights out of Fargo. There's flights out of Bismarck. We have round-trip airfare included. We have your checked bag included. We have transfers to the hotel. We have this big, beautiful 55-passenger motor coach, restrooms aboard, you know, DVD monitors, the whole thing. Hotel accommodations, very nice. Stay at the Homewood Suites, 5 nights there. Beautiful place. So breakfast every day included, a dinner cruise, dinner at Trump Cafe, dinner at Hard Rock Cafe, dinner at Carmine's before a Broadway show, An American in Paris, 9/11 Memorial Museum, Union Square, Times Square, guided tour of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Put some extra time there this year because folks said last time, one more time. So incredible. Chinatown, Little Italy, Radio City Music Hall to see the Rockettes. All of this included Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, nice tour there by ferry boat. There's the Empire State Building, Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. Dinner cruise, we're going to go Fox News Channel. It's just, folks, is incredible. It's all I can tell you. And get a load of this. It's still, this year, under $3,000 per person based on double occupancy. So same as last year, we added a day and the Madison Square Garden hockey event. So there's a lot of great things here. I have the whole itinerary, minute by minute, that I can send you if you send me an email at scott@flagfamily.com, S-C-O-T-T, @flagfamily.com, or call this number, 952-898-0008. Ask for Jason. That's Jason's direct line, actually. And he'll get you all the information you need to know. $50 deposit before the end of the month. Hold your spot, and off we go. Okay? 952-898-0008 is that telephone number, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com. All right, when we come back, Congressman Kevin Cramer in a talk radio town hall, Coffee with Cramer event, live from NESA Consulting Service in Tioga. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome on the air, and also from folks here. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slaybaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive@25.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.